Do you notice a difference between different neighborhoods in terms of their garbage? Like, is there a
Absolutely. There's yeah, I guess they call it clean garbage and dirty garbage. You know what I mean? And I guess all garbage is dirty, but you'd rather be picking up the clean ones. It's, I don't know, like, by what, like, Chinatown is a disaster. Pretty much is. I don't really know this garage because I've been here all 7 years and I rarely go out of town, like I said. And where we are is nice. It's a nicer area, I guess. So there's not as many people, not as much foot traffic. And, the garbage is just a lot cleaner.
So people are just more careful about
I guess
tying
more
it up,
careful about
or
the way they tie it up, the way they put it out. Chinatown actually gets picked up every day of the week. So, whereas, like I said, I do a route Monday, Wednesday, Friday. The people who work in Chinatown do the same route every day for the most part, especially in like Mulberry, Mount Elizabeth area and Hester. So they do it every single day. So people just throw, I guess they're more careless because they know it's going to get picked up anyway.
So maybe we can talk now about the blizzard in December.
Okay.
Well, first of all, what's it usually like to do snow removal?
Long and tiring. You're there for the first day of the storm, the first 2 days of the storm. You could be there as long as I know guys that worked, especially this storm because of how severe it was. Guys worked 16 hours that first day. And you're pretty much just in a truck driving around plowing snow, for the whole 16 hours. And it's boring and it's long and it's tired and you're working overnight when you're usually sleeping and it's pretty tough. And then it's by day two or day three, it starts to slow down. And you're still doing the same thing, still plowing, but it'll go down to 12 hours, for the next few days or until the streets are clear. And you could also be on a salt spreader at that time, an FEL, which is a front end loader, which they use to load the salt into the spreaders. And that's pretty much it for the first few days of the storm. You're just out there, home. You get home, and if you can sleep 6, 7 hours, then you get back up, and it takes 2 hours to get into work because of all the traffic, especially from Staten Island. Most of my garage is from Staten Island.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'd
Why do you
say.
think that is?
Well, it's hard to get on Staten Island because a lot of senior people are on Staten Island, and I don't know. I don't know. I guess a lot of Staten Island people are civil service, to be honest, and so they come here. This is close, I guess Brooklyn, right over the Verrazano Bridge, would have a lot of Staten Island guys in it too. You know what I mean? So.
So after this year's storm, which was pretty bad,
Yeah.
maybe you could tell me what your impressions were of the storm and then how people reacted to the job that the
Oh,
department
people
did.
reacted terribly. What people have to understand, first of all, about the job is it was 29 inches of snow in like 7 hours. I mean, you could have had the army in here. They're not going to clean it up
And
any
over the
better than we did.
holidays.
Yeah, over the holidays, as far as, public opinion, it was a lot of snow. People were out, people are traveling. Usually what happens is they call for a storm warning or a storm watch, and they say everybody's, they'll go on the news and they'll say everybody stay home. And they didn't do that this time. And people were out there driving, cars were stuck everywhere. And it was pretty much a disaster, is really what it was. And once we got behind it, it's very hard to catch up. You'd like to be out there in front of it. And because of the timing of the storm, being the day after Christmas, right? It was the 26th that it started?
26th,
Yeah. So what happens is all sanitation workers are off for Christmas. It's a holiday. And usually what they do is they'll take everybody on that, I think it was a Friday, was the 25th, 4th, right? The day before Christmas was a Friday. So usually what they'll say is on Friday, listen, we're expecting a very big storm on Sunday. Everybody's working. But they didn't do that because of the budget, and they're looking to save money, and they thought, to be honest, I don't know what. That's what we hear.
Yeah.
So instead, what they did was called everybody on Christmas Day and said, while they were off home with their families, oh, you have to come into work tonight, tomorrow. And I don't know how many guys they got to come in, but probably not as many as they would have if they known ahead of time. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And from that point on, being with that, you know, not that many guys were there, the trucks were getting stuck, and we just pretty much got behind the storm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it stinks because you don't want a bad reputation, you know, because right. Usually, you know, we're out there working and nobody wants to hear that you're not doing a good job when you're out there working.
Sure.
So
did people approach you while you were out on the street?
No, not really. I didn't run into anything, to mm-hmm. be honest, personally. I heard stories about, like, somebody giving somebody the finger and saying, you know, F. Bloomberg, and, you know, you hear some stories, but for the most part, no, everybody was respectful, and
mm-hmm.
I think most of the public just understands that when it snows, sometimes it's going to be harder to get around, you know?
Did you read anything in the news or hear anything on TV about the so-called slowdown?
Yes.
Yeah, and what do you think about that?
I think it's crazy, to be honest. This is for the sanitation workers. This is the best way to justify our job, is to go out there during the snow and do the best job that we can. Because then they say, when, you know, the mayor and the deputy mayor are looking to make these cuts, they say, wow, these guys really went out there and did a great job. Maybe, you know, we'll hold off, or maybe we really do need them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So to slow down at a time like that and to put people's lives in danger, and, you know, that's it just didn't happen.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Excuse me. Was this the worst storm that you worked since you started?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. There was a pretty bad one, I think, in 2006. But the way I look at the storms is like how many days in a row I worked, and this one was almost 30
mm-hmm.
straight.
Wow. Yeah. With no holidays.
No days
off. Or weekends.
No weekends, no nothing. 30 days straight from December 26th to January 26th, and then I think I went sick for a day or two because I needed a break. Yeah.
So was that typical for everyone?
Yeah, I mean, guys did more. I mean, Eddie worked 44 days in a row. He didn't go sick, and it just caught his days off, caught at the right time when a little more snow was coming, and he worked 44 days in a row.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not 8-hour days. Most of those days were 10, 12-hour days, you know?
Yeah.
So.
So during that time, was the garbage able to be picked up?
Well, what they do is, during the snow, like I said, the first days are all snow. Everybody comes in, you're working on snow only, which means you're plowing, spreading salt. Then they start, from there, they start digging out the corner caps, you know, so people can get across the street, bus stops. So that'll take about 2 or 3 days, you know, depending on how bad the blizzard is.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll start with the corner baskets, and then they'll start with the collection. Okay. In that order. So depending on how fast everything gets done, that's the order that it goes in.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that the garbage did not get picked up for at least a week and a half, 2 weeks for that first storm.
Okay. When you're plowing the streets, do you have the same routes that you would have for trash collection?
No. They just take like, what'll happen is the first route you'll get a piece of paper, you'll get three pieces of paper stapled together. The first route is what you'll stay on until you get called off it, and that's mostly just the avenues,
mm-hmm.
the major streets, you know, like,
yeah.
They'll have something called tandem plowing, where they take four trucks and offset them, and you'll just go around West Street all night long, just make the circle around West Street, 6th Avenue, 7th Avenue, 8th Avenue, you know, Greenwich, Washington. So And then as that starts to clear up, whether it, you know, however long that it would take, then you go to your second routes, which are like, you know, a little smaller. And then there are the tertiary routes, which are like the blocks, small blocks, Commerce, Bedford, blocks like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I read that sanitation work is much more dangerous statistically than police or fire. Can you tell me anything about that or the toll it takes on you physically?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to speak for police or firemen. I respect them greatly, you know, that's great jobs and they're saving people's lives, you know, and I don't go out there and save anybody's life, don't get me wrong, but I do pick up on an average probably 11 tons of garbage a day.
Mm-hmm.
So physically, to your body, I'm sure that takes its toll. Also, the trucks that we drive, you know, take a winter storm where you're out there for the 44th day in a row, 12 hours a day driving around that giant truck, and you know, you're tired and it gets dangerous.
Yeah.
It gets dangerous, and I'm sure accidents, you know, between the truck accidents, between what people throw in the garbage, needles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't know what people throw out. They right. place glass in the regular garbage. You lift the bag up, you scratch your leg, and you know, you don't even feel it because it's glass. And three blocks later, you're dripping blood and you need stitches.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more little dangers. I mean, obviously, firemen run into burning buildings. You sure. know, I'm sure no, cops, you know, yeah. I'm sure no matter who you speak to, there's different dangers in the job. But
right.
I could definitely see how a lot of injuries happen on sanitation.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been injured?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've had stitches twice. I fell out of the truck and tore my knee. I've been out for my back twice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm probably forgetting a few other minor injuries, you know, day-to-day things that just occur.
Yeah. So that's typical for most sanitation workers.
Yeah. 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 I mean, guys, you know, it takes a toll on your body. It definitely takes a toll on your body. A lot of sanitation workers have back problems, lower back problems is like, it's pretty much just guaranteed. And shoulders, a lot of shoulder problems, you know, from just lifting the garbage.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you're being cared for health-wise by the union or
well,
by the job?
We have great health coverage.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that the union or the job can do anything to tell you how to eat or tell you how to take care of your body. I think that's, you know, if you want to eat Wendy's every day, you can eat Wendy's every day, you know, and
mm-hmm.
is that going to affect your job? Maybe, maybe not, depending on the person you are. But as far as the coverage that we get, I think is very fair.
Yeah. Are you part of a benevolent society?
No.
And why is that?
To be honest, I do too much on the outside of this job to get too much more involved in it.
Yeah.
I don't have time to go to meetings. I coach football. Mm-hmm. I go to school at night. And I don't have time to go to, you know, the Italian society, the Irish society meetings. I'm not opposed to it. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it's actually very good and helpful
yeah.
to meet people and do stuff like that. But I just can't.
Yeah. So how is it helpful?
Well, I guess just like in any place you'd like to, the more people you know, the more things you'll know, the more, you know, maybe somebody can help you here or tell you about a spot that opened up here or They do study groups for supervisor tests, and
okay.
they help you, you know, with that. And, you know, just as far as getting along,
so
you know?
Networking and
yeah,
stuff
yeah,
like that.
Pretty much.
Okay. Do you feel like you want to take the supervisor test?
I took the supervisor's test,
mm-hmm.
and I am list number 373.
So what would that mean?
Right now, that would mean I'm probably never going to get called.
Oh, so you have to wait for 300 plus people?
Yes.
Okay.
And unfortunately now with the economy and the way that they're cutting back, they just laid off 40 supervisors.
Oh.
Not laid off is a bad word. They demoted 40 supervisors. So they hired them to be a supervisor and they put them back to sanitation workers.
Oh. Did that cause a lot of...
Yeah. Yeah.
Feelings.
Yeah, I'm sure people's feelings were hurt. I'm sure people, the way I look at it is if you're going to get a promotion, you're going to base Is everything all right?
Yes.
I just saw you looking at it. Yeah. You're going to base a lot of decisions on that promotion. You know what I mean? Okay, well, I just got a promotion. I'm going to be making more money. I could afford more of this. I could buy a bigger house. You don't know what people went out and did thinking that they were going to be able to afford it. And unfortunately, with the cutbacks, they got demoted.
Mm-hmm. What do you see in your future at the department? Are you happy to stay like you are?
I'm happy to stay where I am. Mm-hmm. I would be more than happy to do 20 years where I am, maybe more. You know, God willing, I'll be able to do 20 years and leave, and hopefully school will be done and I'll have another career online. But if not, I could stay. But I would like to move up. Mm-hmm. You know, just with the recent events of all, you know, the foreman and all this stuff happening, it doesn't look too good. But yeah. I'm in a position where I'm lucky to be happy where I am now, so it's not a big deal to mm-hmm. me about the foreman thing. If it comes, it's like an extra.
Okay. So what do you like about the job, aside from the benefits?
The hours. I love the hours. It's 6 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon. You know, I can make it home in time when the kids get out of school. I'm mm-hmm. at football practice on time. I like the guys in the job. I work with my uncle, actually, who's only 2 years older than me, and we've been best friends forever, so that's a good thing. And mm-hmm. a few childhood friends. Actually, it was funny. It's like they call it like South Shore of Staten Island because I know like 10 guys from previously being on the job that are all in my garage now, so that's really good. And I like to do manual labor. You know, I think I don't know how much I would like it if I had a desk job before it and I was making more, but you know, I don't mind going out there every day and working and breaking a sweat, and you know, it gives you a sense of pride to say, you know, I went out there and worked hard and earned my money today.
Yeah.
So
did you, growing up, talk to your friends about doing this? Like, was it ever something that people thought about? It just kind of happened?
Yeah, it just kind of happened. I think it's funny because I was saying like a lot of my friends got the job that are around my age or a little older, a little younger. And I think things just go in a cycle. Like a lot of firemen who took that test, you know, once one person hears about it in a neighborhood or in an area, they tell all their friends and all their friends take it, and that's what happens. And that's pretty much what happened with me. I couldn't take the fireman's test because I was too young, and my uncle said, well, why don't you take the sanitation test? I'm taking the sanitation test. Mm-hmm. I said, all right, I'll take the sanitation test. And I told a few of my friends, and everybody wound up taking it, and, you know, you do good, and, you know.
Mm-hmm. So how do people react to you while you're out doing your job? Like, do you ever talk to people on the street? Do they talk to you?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, people are nice. I mean, mm-hmm. for the most part. A lot of people hold their nose when they pass the truck. That's a little annoying, but because mm-hmm. it's their garbage, you know, it doesn't stink. Right. It doesn't stink when it's in their house, but it just stinks when it's, but I understand, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, generally people are nice. I say hello to everybody, you know, since I've been on the same route every day, I get to know the people who, you know, live on that route and work on that route, and you know, you say hi and you make friends, and it's fairly nice. It's mm-hmm. fairly nice.
And if you tell people like at a party or something that you're a sanitation worker, what do they think? What kind of reactions do you get?
No, mostly I get that's a good job, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't think that people look down on it. I think that people think people look down on it, you know?
But
it's just like any other respectable labor job. If you were a construction worker, would people look down on it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think the same people that maybe hold their nose when they pass their truck probably look down on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I guess to each his own.
Yeah. My brother was little. He used to wake up at 6 a.m. to see the garbage truck go by every day. It was his favorite thing.
Well, little kids love big trucks. I think that has something to do with it, too. Everybody wants to drive a big truck.
Yes. So how do you feel about what you do?
I love it.
Yeah.
I really do. I like my job a lot. I like my partner. I like my route. I like the area I work in. It's great. I actually do my great-grandmother's block.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was alive until I was lucky enough. She was alive until I was 18, so I used to come into the city a lot on Commerce Street and hang out. And it's very nice. It's a very nice neighborhood.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.